通常大家都说养宠物可以缓解人们的工作生活压力，但是英国《每日邮报》的一篇报道说，养宠物会让人产生压力，这是为什么呢？ The Daily Mail reports how pets make us more stressed. A survey finds more than half of cats and dog owners lose sleep because the animals wake them up early. One in two pet owners say they regularly lose up to 19 minutes of sleep because of their pet's mewing,barking, scratching, or nuzzling them awake, with many saying their pets cause them lots of stress. A survey of 1,000 cat and dog owners from around the UK found that 54% often lose up to an hour and a half sleep from being woken up early by their pets.
Oh, yeah, you know, I can relate to this, being a dog owner and dog lover. But, I mean, you know, you can get woken up early in the morning by the dog, scratching at the bedroom door, and they just won't stop doing it. Or they can, if the door's open, they jump on the bed saying, what they're really saying is, let's go for a walk. Look, it's dawn now, it's 5:30 in the morning, the sun's just come up.It's time to get up.
So you think this is actually adorable, or is it annoying?
Very annoying. The most common interruption to a good night's sleep, according to the survey, was the barking or mewing of a cat in the early hours. 47% said it was a common problem. In second place was scratching at the bedroom door. That is so annoying. 28% said their pet regularly tried to claw their way in so they could cuddle up to their owners.And a total of 22% said they were often roused from sleep by a cat or dog jumping onto the bed in the middle of the night.
Well, if it's the sleep problem, can't you just put it in a cage at night?
Could do.
why wouldn't people do that?
Because it's cruel and unkind to your pet. But I don't think you could do that. I mean, the other thing is, which I've tried actually, is not let it... Because...Say if you're sitting watching a bit of TV at night, the dog might curl up on the floor and go to sleep at about 10 p.m. and you might still be up maybe until midnight or later watching the TV, okay? So the trick is, do not let your pet sleep before you go to bed. Keep the thing up. And also, I think, taking the dog out for a late night walk...And so that's
it exhausted
because then it can pee. You know, if it can pee at 11 p.m., it isn't going to want to pee at 7 o'clock in the morning. It can hang on for another couple of hours. And I found that works. Don't let the dog sleep before you go to bed and take the dog out for a late night walk.
It's just like having a little baby, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know because I'm not a parent. But I think from what I've seen of people with children...I think it's exactly the same, Lai Ming, really, I think. But it's like a baby that never grows up, I suppose, isn't it, a dog?
Is there any more cause of stress for owning a pet? Not just the lack of sleep, but also the responsibility. Have to constantly worry about having to go home to feed it when you are out playing?
Well, not really. I mean, the thing is that because of the form of housing that you have in China, everyone living in flats...then it's essential to always take the dog for a walk. You know, you must walk it in the morning. Generally, for me, that takes about 1 hour. And then between 1 and 2 hours in the evening as well. So it's a big responsibility.